the perfect storm.
Almost sounds like a soap opera. I don't know about that one. Yeah! Welcome to it, my friend. Another day in the neighborhood. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. Head on over to the website, morningstarstale.com, and you will find tonight's monologue, which is entitled, Nanobots Are Stealing Iron from the Blood. Magnetic Hydrogel. I've been pondering this for the last week or so, these injection sites being magnetized, and what could possibly be causing that. And as I go further and further down the rabbit hole, I came upon this story today. I did not write it. And it seems to encapsulate exactly what's going on. And if you go to morningstarstale.com, you'll see there's previous stories. The COVID-19 booster shot will be a patch, metallic smart dust nanobots. This one really focuses in on what it is. Nanobots are stealing iron from the blood. Magnetic hydrogel. Could this explain the COVID-vax magnet phenomenon? It's from Makia Freeman over at thefreedomarticles.com. Makia writes, could advances in magnetic hydrogel be the reason for the bizarre COVID-vax magnet phenomenon? This sensation is becoming very well documented, with numerous COVID-vax people worldwide demonstrating on video that a magnet will stick on their arm at the injection site, but nowhere else on their body. TimTruth.com has released a compilation, this time a 47-minute version, with people of all ages and cultures showing what's happening. It represents overwhelming evidence that this is a real occurrence, despite what desperate debunkers and the vaccine apologists claim, although vaccine apologists probably isn't a good term for them, since this chemical cocktail injection is a non-vaccine. And some of the videos, people take the very same magnet off their arm and stick it right back on their fridge where it stays. Metallic nanoparticles is a good guess to explain what could be happening. And this article takes a look specifically at the advances in magnetic hydrogel and whether that could be the phenomenon for those of us unfamiliar with it. She has another article called Hydrogel. So, at a starting point, let's define it. Hydrogel is a network of cross-link polymer chains that are hydrophilic. And I know this is getting deep, but if you want to know what's going on, sometimes it's found as a colloidal gel in which water is the dispersion medium. The best explanation I've heard, I think, was from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, that a hydrogel is similar to a deflated basketball, but it's microscopic. And in that lipid, that polymer or plastic lipid, the mRNA code, synthetic code, can be injected. That's what we've known so far. Apparently, there's also a metallic element to it. And I'm going to skip down a little bit because the article gets really detailed. And again, you can find it at morningstarstale.com. Quote, hydrogels have been conducted into the biomedical application to provide a turnable three-dimensional scaffold of cell adhesion, migration, and or differentiation, and they can also be designed as a platform for the controlled release of cytokines and drugs in tissue engineering and drug delivery. Recently, magnetically responsive hydrogel, and again, this is a term I'm not familiar with because I didn't know hydrogel could be magnetically charged. Recently, magnetically responsive hydrogel as one kind of smart hydrogel has been introduced into biomedical applications in improving the biomedical activities of cells, tissues, or organs. This is mainly attributable to the magnetic responsiveness of an external magnetic field. Magnetic hydrogels are made of composite materials that possess biocompatibility, biodegradation, and magnetic responsiveness. And like any technology, it can be used for good or evil. And this study will focus on how it can be good, well, free good, essentially. However, there are advances in the transhumanist edition and that agenda. Now, let's move on to what is called magnetic hydrogel smart transformers. In an article that the author published back in December called Magnetically Controlled Hydrogel-Based Smart Transformers, it describes a study being done on magnetic hydrogel. And in the study, a Chinese research team attempted to show proof of a concept for remotely controlling a child's toy using memory hydrogel systems. It's called a reversible coil triple helix, and again we get to the DNA, a reversible coil triple helix transformation of the gelatin constitute imbued in the hydrogel with the shape of memory and self-healing properties. I'm going to skip down even further because it gets to the meat of what I want to talk about. There's a gentleman by the name of Jim Stone, and he has this theory that the nanobots are stealing iron from the blood. He doesn't believe people were injected with a microchip, and neither do I. I believe, as he does, that nanobots are actually what's causing all of this, but he adds another layer in his revelation that the nanobots that are injected are stealing iron from the blood. And I never gave that a second thought. And Jim Stone, to my knowledge, is the first to break this story. His theory is worth considering. He is saying that whatever is being injected is either strongly metallic or generating an intense magnetic field, enough to attract an average fridge magnet where the vaccine needle tip is very small. How could that tiny amount of fluid in the COVID non-vaccine be magnetic enough to attract a magnet through human skin? Jim Stone believes the injection contains nanobots which harvest or steal hemoglobin, a type of iron oxide, from the blood in order to construct something. This is quite possibly given the first study quoted above discussing the magnetic hydrogel was composed of iron oxide-based particles. Jim writes on his website, quote, "I think whatever was in the vax that is magnetic was some sort of self-replicating nanotech. A chip was not injected. It was instead a nanotech with a bunch of nanobots that are building structures in the arm at the injection site that are magnetic. The needles being used for the vax are too small for an ID chip, and an ID chip even at full size probably wouldn't be enough to attract a magnet. If they're going to have nanobots build a magnetic structure in the body, those nanobots have to work with whatever the body has available to do with it. The only readily available source of magnetic metal in the body is hemoglobin in the blood, where a nanotech device could get iron to build something with. I don't think a shot alone that was only 1 cc or less could have made people that metallic. They are very metallic, which means whatever is under their skin making that happen had to come from their own bodies. If a magnet will stick to it right through the skin. At first I figured it might be a shot and that you'd need a magnet to see the effect, but ordinarily ceramic magnets and flexible refrigerator magnets also work, and they work with force often over an area of 4 inches square. It is not a fringe effect. Something serious is going on with this that involves the body being instructed to build something that is either metallic or admits a metallic field. What if all the blood clots that are happening because the shot releases a bunch of nanobots which attack the blood to steal its hemoglobin so they can build something at the injection site? I bet that's not a what if. Some final thoughts. In a recent interview with Alex Newman, Dr. Kerry Made, the discusses how the nanotechnology embedded in these COVID non-vaccines has the potential to be an on-demand drug delivery system. On-demand means something has to trigger it to work. So the question is, what is the trigger? pH, a certain frequency, 5G, EMF, whatever this metallic or magnetic substance is under the skin. It is certainly some kind of biosensor that is designed to receive and transmit signals. We are truly living in historic times, and we may be witnessing the conversion en masse of millions or perhaps even billions of people into human 2.0, transhumans, with synthetic technology embedded inside of them. The way things are going, it'll be the first such embedded technology and not the last. I really believe that this article, and especially if you scroll down to the section that says Jim Stone's theory, nanobots are stealing iron from the blood, that's the Rosetta Stone. As I've been jumping in one rabbit hole and another the last few days trying to figure this out, that's it. Nanobots stealing iron from the blood and self-replicating. It makes perfect sense. And either they're transmitting or building or both some sort of structure inside the body. Can you believe the time we're living in? I can't believe I just read that. Nanobots are stealing iron from the blood. Magnetic hydrogel explaining the vax magnet phenomenon. That makes perfect sense and lines up with everything that's going on. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who they consider a conspiracy theorist, actually understands the relationships between Gates and Dr. Fauci. This is Robert Kennedy Jr.
I mean, that's what we've been talking about from the beginning. Gates has these incestuous relationships with Anthony Fauci that go back 20 years, where he's, you know, paying Fauci, and they have all kinds of really corrupt financial entanglements with each other. They, you know, he brought Fauci to his house in 2000, and his $189 million house in Seattle, brought him into the den, sat him down and said, I want to have a partnership with you. The way that Fauci explains it is that Fauci would develop the drugs and then pass them on to the drug companies, to Merck, Sanofi, Gilead, Johnson & Johnson. Gates would then guarantee markets in Africa through his control of WHO.
Oh, wow.
And those companies don't want to give vaccines to Africa because it's very uncertain. You know, Botswana has a government this year that says, yeah, we want them, and not next year. And Gates, because he controls WHO, he controls those countries, because WHO pays for their health ministries and supplies all their HIV medications, and they have to do what WHO tells them to do. So he can require those countries to buy the vaccines from these companies, and he then is invested in the companies, in Merck. He owns, you know, and by the way, Gates has no pretension that he gives a crap about public health. His other investments are in tobacco companies, in processed foods, in Coca-Cola, in Cargill, in Monsanto, in Philip Morris, Kraft, you know, cheese, and then all the oil companies, which he owns stakes in virtually all of them. So he's not a guy who cares about climate or who cares about public health. He's a guy who cares about control.
There you go, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. If only Dr. Fauci had someone working in the Department of Bioethics, someone who may serve as the head of the Department of Bioethics at the National Institute of Health Clinical Centers. You know, someone who could green light all of these non-vaccines. Someone who's involved in bioethics. Only there. Oh, wait a second. Here we go. Christine Grady. Christine Grady. You know who that is? That's Dr. Fauci's wife. Yeah. Dr. Fauci's got a wife. Her name is Christine Grady. Let's see what she does for a living. She's an American nurse. That's nice. Oh, look at this. She's a bioethicist who serves as the head of the Department of Bioethics at the National Institutes of Health Clinical Center. Oh. Sure it's just another coincidence. I want to read an email from a listener and then get into a completely different topic. You ready to jump down the rabbit hole? Yeah, look at you, man. I won't read your name. When I first found your show, Outcast Radio, in 2016, one of the first topics I heard you cover was some kind of fake alien visit and the various possibilities about how it would play out, what agendas would be pushed, etc. You had compared a lot of these scenarios to the book Childhood's End. It was fascinating. As you've probably no doubt seen, the government and mainstream media are starting to promote this idea of aliens and UFOs. Even Obama came out this week and said they're real. I suppose this could simply be clickbait in anticipation of next month's declassification of whatever the government is planning to release. You have probably seen all these very low-quality videos the military has been releasing recently, saying there's videos of UFOs. I tend to think this is part of a larger agenda, at the very least, to sow further chaos and confusion. I know I will certainly be demoralized if all the people, probably more, who believe in the virus hoax are running around talking about aliens that have arrived. It's simply exhausting to think, with all the problems we have, that fake aliens could be stacked up on top of that. I think the aliens are from other planets. I think that aliens are from other planets is fake. Although I tend to believe there are other planets and even other worlds like Earth that God has created and has stewardship over. I know you may not believe that. Whatever aliens are appearing on Earth are most certainly demons. I thought you could discuss this topic on your show about aliens and demons and that particular angle. The staff here have been talking about Aleister Crowley's depiction of an entity he claimed to be communicating with called Lamb. He looks like a gray alien, the stereotypical depictions of aliens in popular culture, except has the smaller eyes instead of the larger ones. And here's an interesting page, and he sends me a link. Would love to hear your thoughts on the alien demons question, where you think it fits in with Bible prophecy and scripture, and whether or not you think people believe the government if they claim they are communicating with aliens. And I did write him back. And I will discuss my response after the break and also get into this delusion. Are we, in fact, living in the great delusion now that is spoken of in the Bible? Or is it something to come in the near future? Or perhaps this great delusion is a precursor for the great delusion? And we'll also discuss the fake moon landings. Put on your tinfoil hat, baby. This is the perfect storm.
Remember when I told you about the false flag operation? Remember when I told you about 5G radiation? Remember that I told you that COVID was a hoax? But I just want to say that I told you so.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you life and death comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Well, again, I'm not as deep an expert on that as I am on vaccines.
Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them.
We want to thank you for turning folks in and making sure we are all safe.
For the world at large, normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population.
A new world order. A new world order. A new world order.
The scenario you will be presented with this morning could easily become one a shared reality one day. I fully expect that we will be confronted by a fast-moving, highly lethal pandemic of a respiratory pathogen.
But also there will be a surprise outbreak. There will be a surprise outbreak. There will be a surprise outbreak.
If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus rather than a war. Not missiles, but microbes. Eventually, what we'll have to have is certificates of who's a recovered person, who's a vaccinated person.
A new world order.
Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now, that's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
A new world order.
We are heading towards a new world order, and part of that includes deception and delusion in the form of an alien encounter. I honestly do believe that. And in the email I just read prior to the break, the listener was inquiring what my take on all of this is. I wrote him back. At the moment, I'm leaning towards some type of panspermia deception. where our creators, aka engineers, who seeded the planet millions of years ago, return to Earth during a time of real conflict and will help usher in the fifth age. I don't know how this will tie in with the arrival of the Antichrist, but the two events may occur simultaneously. The strong delusion spoken of in the Bible may be this deception. However, the current COVID delusion does deal with sorcery and pharmakia, as referenced in Galatians and Revelation. So the landscape does seem ready for some kind of spiritual black swan. I still haven't come to a conclusion if we are living in that great delusion that's spoken of in the Bible, because it does deal with sorcery, which is black magic, witchcraft, and pharmakia, which is the same. It is black magic. It is using drugs to change people. It says, and he will send a strong delusion so that they may believe the lie. It certainly seems to be this. And for the last couple of days, we've been discussing the fact that you can talk to your loved ones and your friends, and it seems as if a veil has been placed over their eyes, and it has. This is a delusion. It is a great deception. But is it the strong delusion spoken of in the Bible? I don't think we're there yet. However, if this alien deception comes to fruition, disclosure, and in June, the Pentagon is supposed to release the paperwork. The same people that are taking the vaccine are going to be the same people who believe that these aliens are our creators, and the engineers who seeded the planet millions of years ago have returned to Earth after a great conflict and will help usher in this fifth age, and they will demonstrate it in many ways. I believe these engineers to, in fact, be dark angels who will manifest here in the first heaven of the third dimension where you and I live. I'm also beginning to come to the belief that the Antichrist will arise simultaneously. Isn't it interesting that the Palestinians and the Jews are going at it right now? If only there were someone who could bring a solution. If only there was an agreement. Oh, let's say, we'll give you your own nation, Palestinian. We'll call it Palestine. It'll be a nation state. In return, you Jews will get your third temple. And it's already been prefabricated off-site. They'll roll it in, they'll put it together in no time, and that's when I think he'll make his appearance. And at the same time he makes his appearance, I think that's going to occur with the engineers in disclosure and the great delusion that man will believe that these engineers are our creators. And that is the great delusion. I could be wrong. It's happened a few times. Happened a lot of times. The perfect storm.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
I just sent Mike a little chat. I just wrote, let's skip the new announcer's intros for now. I appreciate the effort, but it needs a lot more punch. He's got a great voice. It's just when he said the perfect storm, I was waiting for a soap opera to begin. And now the days of our lives as the perfect storm rolls in. I don't know if he quite grasped what this wacky show is all about. Aleister Crowley, an Englishman from 1875 to 1947, one of the most notorious occultists of his day, and perhaps modern times. He was self-styled. He was called the Beast 666, also known as the wickedest man alive. Why am I bringing him up? Because he ties into this alien deception, even though he's no longer with us. In January, March of 1918, Crowley began a series of magical workings. And you know it's occultic when they spell the word magic with a K. Remember, the world is run by symbols. Symbols communicate the world. After the Tower of Babel, remember when man had one language and they were going to build a stairway to heaven? And I believe the purpose was to kill God, much like they want to do now. God confounded their language. That's where the word babble comes from. He's babbling. So you go back to Aleister Crowley, and you see what he's doing then with magic, with a K, and it connects into what is about to happen. He did communicate, allegedly, with an entity that came through one of his rituals. The entity called himself Lam, L-A-M, according to Crowley. And either way, this being was considered to be interdimensional, which they call extraterrestrial. But I don't believe in extraterrestrials. I don't believe in aliens. However, I do believe in interdimensional beings in the next dimension. And I also believe there are actually 10, at least 10 different dimensions, and string theory is real. Crowley included a portrait of Lam in his Dead Souls exhibit in Greenwich Village in New York in 1990, and it looks exactly like an alien gray. And since then, there's been a cult of Lam. Several cultic groups and individuals follow in his footsteps. Some of the most notorious, well, famous celebrities, Jay-Z, Do What Thou Wilt, are followers of Crowley. He initiated a group called the OTO, the Ordo Templi Orientis. It's a magic K order run by Crowley. And these individuals believe they can communicate telepathically with these interdimensional beings, which ties into Area 51 and Bob Lazar and his account of these vehicles. Bob Lazar worked at Area 51, and he said, yes, these interdimensional beings have interdimensional vehicles. He never saw one of these beings, but he did see the vehicles and this whole idea of zero-point gravity. What I really think is happening, this is just my personal belief, that the military has been consorting with dark angels and demonic entities at least since 1947 in Roswell. And in exchange for extraterrestrial interdimensional technology, the military and the powers that be have acquiesced power to these interdimensional beings. In other words, these beings run the military. And this ties into another rabbit hole, if you're familiar with David Icke, who is a huge believer in reptilians, which are hybrid humans that are actually running the world in underground bases called DUMS, deep underground military bases. I don't believe in reptilians per se, but I do believe that demons can inhabit a human to the point of possession, and not just oppression. And then I got another video from a gentleman a couple days ago about clones, and I'm doing another dive on that. My head is spinning, to say the least. We've all seen that video of Hillary just shaking and babbling. And you see videos of Bill Clinton. It looks like he's completely void of any life, as if his soul has left his body. And there are those who believe that clones have been made of all the presidents. I don't know what to believe anymore, except using the Bible as a reference, there are definitely interdimensional beings here right now. As far as disclosure, it's just a question of timing. And I think that timing has to do with the revelation, the revealing of the Antichrist, the rollout of the Third Temple, the agreement of the Abrahamic covenant, and then they move into that seven-year tribulation. I know I'm all over the road tonight, but I'm trying to tie it together. I probably will fail. What I'm saying is that all of this is spiritual. If you really begin to pay attention to everything that's going on at the periphery, you're not going to get it. What did Jesus say? As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be before the coming of the Son of Man. How was it in the days of Noah? The world was thoroughly corrupted. The dark angels had come down from Mount Hermon, had sex with the women, created a race of Nephilim, who, according to the book of Enoch, grew to 450 feet. This earth is a lot bigger than we think. The Nephilim, who are half dark angel, half human, had an insatiable appetite. If you're 450 feet tall, that happens. They began to eat all the trees, all the vegetation. And eventually, according to other extra-biblical texts, they began to consume all of the animals and human beings. And when they ran out of vegetation, animals, human beings, they began to consume each other. The final act before the deluge was cannibalism of the Nephilim. And I do believe it was God who initiated them to do that, to begin to devour each other. And as that was occurring, then the flood occurred. Just my personal belief. I'm laying it all on the line tonight with the extraterrestrial stuff. The reason that Noah and his family was saved is because it says Noah was perfect in his generations. What does that mean? I believe it means his DNA was not corrupted. And when you think about that, it's astounding. Because what the Bible is saying is that everyone on the face of the earth, just prior to the deluge, had corrupted DNA. The double helix was corrupted. And Noah was the only one, he and his family, who were perfect in their generations. What we're seeing happening right now with this COVID non-vaccine may be exactly what Jesus was talking about when he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be before the coming of the Son of Man. Are we at the very cusp of the beginning of humans mutating into something synthetic, not fully human, not fully redeemable? And it's only a human with a double helix DNA made in the image of God who can be saved. It certainly seems that everything is lining up to that great deception. And part of that great deception is everything we've been taught about the cosmos. For example, Bill Nelson pledges action on Artemis and Mars. Apparently, folks want to know why in the world we haven't gone back to the moon since 1972. And the new director of Artemis, the Artemis program, which allegedly will send men to the moon in 2024, says, we're working on it. Let me tell you unequivocally what will happen. They will not go back to the moon because they've never been to the moon, but they're getting $58 million a day from the taxpayers. So they are going to put together the most awesome, incredible, kick-ass CGI for a 2024 release that they will say is in fact man going back to the moon for the first time since 1972. It's all a lie. It's all a deception. And it's part of this world that you and I live in. The moon cannot be landed on because it's not what you think it is. It appears to be terra firma, but it is not. It is a light. In the Bible, God says he created two lights, the sun being the greater light, the moon being the lesser light, and that both lights are the same size. In the book of Enoch, Enoch talks about how the moon gets its light. In the book of Enoch, he says the sun pours its light into the moon, and over a 14-day period, the moon goes from a new moon to being fully illuminated, or a full moon. And then for the next 14 days, it loses a 14th of its light until it is a new moon, and that process is repeated ad infinitum. Explain one thing. Just answer one question I have for you. I'm not going to go too deep because it pisses off some people, but I'm not talking about that topic. I'm talking about this topic, which is the moon. Someone explain to me how the moon can be half lit. Anyone? It's a straight line. Half of it's lit, half of it isn't. What's causing that? NASA says the moon gets its light from the sun, but differently, it reflects the sun. Okay, so NASA says the light you see, which is the moon, is the reflected light off of the sun. When the moon is half lit, what is causing the other half of the moon to be unlit? Is it the shape of the Earth? No one has an explanation. The answer is the moon is a disk. The sun is a disk. The sun pours its light into the moon over a 14-day period and then extinguishes it. At the bottom of the moon is the Tycho crater. The Tycho crater, and these are the numbers that NASA gives, the Tycho crater is 56 miles in diameter. If the moon is 238,000 miles away from the Earth, as NASA says, you would not be able to see a 56-mile wide crater. It's impossible. However, if the moon was about 3,500 miles away, you could see a 56-mile wide crater, and it would look exactly what it looks like. You're being lied to about everything. In 2016, when I went on this journey and wrote the book Morningstar's Tale, some of the stuff I got, the information, I'm not too sure how it came about, especially the moon and the sun being 3,500 miles away. I don't know where that came from. I do know that everything we've been told about the cosmos, the moon, the sun, the universe is a lie. And it's very simple. The question I always get is why? Why would they do that? Why would they go through all this effort to hide it? And the answer is quite simple. They are hiding God. They are hiding God. They know that if the true shape of all of it was revealed, the reality would lead people to God, because they would say, how in the world was all of this made? Obviously, there's intelligent design behind it. So who is the designer? And they would search out for that designer, and they would find him, and they would worship him. But the Luciferian elite don't want that. They want you to believe that you're insignificant and you don't matter. But you do. You matter a lot to God. It was a trip. Took about a year to write the book. And then getting into all of the occultic elements, reading the book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, understanding what Freemasonry was about, that my dad was a Freemason, and learning how all of it ties in. Everything makes perfect sense spiritually. We're at a point right now where you watch and wonder, and I mean wonder, at what's about to happen. We have no control except how we react to it. It's uncharted territory. No one really knows what's going to happen next, what the exact timeline is. But the Bible does give you a basic printout, a blueprint. And then if you take the extra biblical texts, like the Book of Enoch, the secret teachings of the Book of Enoch, the Book of Jubilees, the Book of Giants, the Book of Jasher, you take those books and you combine them with The Secret Teachings of All Ages by Manly P. Hall, which is the encyclopedia of the occult, you get an idea of where this is going. And that's what the book Morningstar's Tale is all about. The perfect storm.
didn't.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Possession of exotic material from UFOs, ex-Pentagon official claims. Luis Elizondo heated up the Pentagon's UFO program before it was halted in 2012. He has since been at the forefront of UFO disclosure in the U.S. and has played a key role in the release of footage. That footage, or rather that disclosure, whatever they have, the Pentagon that is supposed to be released in June. Let me give you a scenario. Again, nobody knows what's going to happen, but let me give you a scenario. Let's say all this stuff about the vaccines are true, that people begin morphing or dying. What if millions of people start dying in 3 to 6 months? The powers that be are going to blame it on the COVID, a new mutant form, and perhaps on those that have been unvaccinated, but certainly they're not going to blame it on the vaccine, which is actually killing everyone. At the same time that happens, the economy has a hack. And remember, the World Economic Forum is meeting in July to talk about cybersecurity, cryptocurrencies. Millions of people begin to die. There's a cyber hack. The banking conglomerate calls a bank holiday. The markets crash. And at the same time, UFO disclosure and the rise of the Antichrist and the release of the Third Temple and the creation of Palestine as a state. All of that could happen in the next 12 months. I have no idea if any of it will. Isn't that wild? To think that it's even a possibility? What an amazing time to be alive. I'm not living in fear. I only fear God. I'm excited. I get up every morning, and it's not with a sense of gloom like it used to be. I get up in the morning now and I think, let's see what weirdness has occurred today that might lead to the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. The perfect storm.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.